I would like to welcome that project to the table. It's been passed today in the CAS programme. It's a very important piece of infrastructure, and it's been a huge health and safety concern for a number of years. And this footpath will benefit the entire community, particularly the children walking to school and people walking to church. I give a commitment to people when I was first elected that I would pursue this project, and myself and a number of people led out a door-to-door petition where we collected over a couple of thousand signatures. This is a very important and welcome news for the likes of Father McLoon and all the parishioners, and also for the principal of Killymard School, Enda Nolan, and all the staff, and indeed all the pupils and families that use this road on a daily basis. I would like to commend all the landowners that have contributed land towards this project. I'm looking forward now to see these works starting on this very important piece of infrastructure.
I would have attended Ballydevitt National School, and then I moved up to Scullin and Avisa. I would have been an altar boy under the late Father Ony O'Freely as well. So, I mean, he was a huge motivator in terms of getting the school and the church there and the parochial house there. And I think, you know, when you look back, he'd be very proud of this development here today. It's reflective of how councillors work together. There's going to be a preschool and an after school service there beside the school. Opening in September. My own children are going to be there. I'm going to collect my own children now at 3 o'clock from the school. I think it's very, very positive news for the area, and it's very positive that we can work together as councillors.
I mean, I'm delighted with this basically funding going past today for this, because basically this is in a stretch of road that basically, you know, there's safety measures basically, and we're delighted that basically we have provided a footpath here. I mean, this footpath is coming at a cost nearly of a quarter of €1 million that to get done, and I would like to thank the business people, the landowners, and the local people out that area that basically have put funding of 80,000 towards this, because without their funding and without the landowners coming there and providing the land, this would never come to fruition. And we're delighted basically here in the council that basically this footpath is done, because you have a lot of families living out there, you have the church out there, you have the school out there, and this is a very welcome use for this area.